Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our ritual. This is our check-in. You and me, two like-minded individuals. We're passionate about bodybuilding, training, nutrition, looking good, feeling great. That's how we came together here, right? Our mutual interest, our passion for bodybuilding and training. But you're probably like me. I'm sure if you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast and you continue to listen to it, it's because you want more out of life. You want to become the total package, not just look good, not just feel good. You want to be in control of your emotions and direct your actions in a way that get you closer to that overall quality of life that you've taken the time to identify, number one. And then you're taking steps each and every day, being consistent, being persistent, being mentally and emotionally flexible, just like you have to be with your bodybuilding and training efforts, right? You're doing that now to create that life that you really want, taking action every single day. And this is just one way to do it. This Morning Connection podcast is our ritual, our discipline. We're spending 20, 30, sometimes 40 minutes a day. This is our time just to focus on our thoughts, which will lead to our actions, where we're going, where we want to go, evaluating ourselves every single day. When this podcast is over, we got to jump in there, get on our day, all the demands of other people, things we have responsibilities for. But for this 20, 30 minutes a day, it's all about self-improvement, self-assessment, right? Controlling our thoughts, our minds, our emotions, taking that time for us. I'm happy to do this. This is turning out to be something, maybe one of the most popular things out of all the things that I've tried over all these years in the bodybuilding, training, coaching, personal development, motivation, all the things that I've done. This is turning out to be one of the most popular, but also the most effective. And I appreciate all of your likes and your shares and your comments and your emails, sharing your experience, how something that I said shared about, you know, my thoughts, fears, my successes and my failures, how they've touched you in some way, really hit home with you and made you think about your life. I'm happy to share my stories because I know that it's helping you. So I appreciate those comments. Just gives me this drive and motivation. Here we are in podcast number 40, 40 for 40, 40 days in a row, delivering what I promised you. I will not let you down. We're going to come into a little bit of a challenge here, see how I make it happen. Got the Olympia next weekend, and then the week after that, I am traveling on business, Boise, Idaho, to the bodybuilding.com headquarters, presenting to their staff, let them know all about my great Mass Machine Nutrition products and everything that I've got coming up in the future. And again, that's one thing too. I totally appreciate your support for my Mass Machine Nutrition supplement line, bodybuilding supplements, health, fitness, sports nutrition products. Check that out at www.massmachinenutrition.com. You can get the links with this podcast if you're listening to this at skiplacour.com. There are links there. If you're listening to this podcast through iTunes, come over to skiplacour.com. Do the links there. And of course, you're right there on bodybuilding.com. Hey, one click away, and you can support my Mass Machine Nutrition supplement line. I appreciate everything that you've done. One thing that I want to do as a coach, as a friend, is not just make you feel good. I want these two podcasts, everything that I do, to really make an impact on your life. Now, I have been a fan of personal development, motivation. I've read so many books, bought so many audio programs. I've gone to so many seminars with so many speakers. And, you know, I don't fault the speaker or the presenter or the teacher or the coach guru. I focus on myself. And there are a lot of great speakers out there, a lot of great presenters, a lot of great materials that made me feel good. They gave me hope, I guess, right? Made me look at the bright side of things. And that's a great start. What I've realized, it was kind of like I used the analogy earlier in the week about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, when you get filled up with this hope and someone makes you feel good and focus on the great things in life, sometimes it makes you feel great, but it's just that peanut butter and jelly sandwich where you really don't just want to feel good. You want your life to actually change. You want your body to improve. Do what it takes to take your training and eating to the next level. You want to do that with your business or at school or at your job or your personal life. You don't just want to feel good. That's a great start. But you also want to do what it takes to actually make changes. And knowing that I've fallen into that trap myself, taking all this information, how can I be more effective at what I do? I constantly ask myself that question. And so I want to make this more than just making you feel good. One thing is just listening to this every single day, taking the time it's just the discipline of listening to this, making it a ritual that I take the time to sharpen the saw, so to speak, you know, that I take the time to get my thoughts and my emotions in check. I focus on what I really want. I think about ways to get there, not just think the same way or do the same things if that isn't working or it's not working to the level that you want, that you think about what you have to do. Taking the time, 30 minutes a day, that's a great start. And then what you're focusing on while you're listening to this, right? So here we are at the end of the week, right? It's Friday. How was your week? You know, how often do you look back and even really evaluate and take the time to think about that? So as I'm going to make this podcast more effective so you just don't feel good, I'm gonna ask you questions like that, right? I'm going to get in the habit, you know, of asking questions like, me, for example, you know, I've got three major projects that I've been putting off and putting off and putting off, right? And man, I had a productive week, did a lot of great things. I'm always busy. I'm always working harder. I'm always putting in my time. But I seem to be putting off these projects. And I know the reasons why. It's going into an area that I don't have as much experience. I know the process where I'm going to have to try 22 times before I actually get it right, right? I know that if I say it's going to take me 5 days, it'll probably take me 3 weeks. You know, I've been through this enough, but it doesn't matter. I got to get jump in there and actually do it. It's got to get done before I'm crammed in. You know, with everything that I do, there's always some deadline, whether I put it on myself or it gets put on for me, right? So, you know, trying to be proactive. You know what it's like when you had your paper due back in school, right? You let it marinate. It was in your mind. You thought about it. You had plenty of time to do it. It was painful to actually get it going, right? And then that deadline gets so close. Now it's painful not to do it. It's more stressful to be sitting around watching TV when you know you got to get it done. And that's what finally get you to actually take action. That's the beauty of deadlines, right? You know, my challenge is how can I do that sooner rather than later, right? Don't let the events control me. I control the events, right? So, but one thing that I'm going to ask you, since you're listening to this podcast every single day, and this was just something I thought about in the middle of the night, is that I'm going to ask you, what was your greatest accomplishment yesterday? Right? Again, we're going to listen to this every single day. So I'll ask you, what was your greatest accomplishment? What was that thing that you actually did? And of course, it could be a great workout if you had a great workout. Maybe you just nailed something at work. What was it for you? What was your greatest accomplishment? And then what was that one experience? It doesn't have to be something like some goal that you achieved, but what was that one experience yesterday, let's say, that just made you feel the best, made you feel really awesome, right? Now, there's a method to me doing this. Sometimes we're always grinding. If you're like me, you're always pushing that next level, and you don't really, you know, appreciate how much you're actually doing. If you were to appreciate them, or at least let me speak from my experience. Sometimes when I appreciate, you know, what I'm doing, it gives me more momentum to move further. Now, it doesn't make me complacent. It's just that, man, I'm on a roll, doing great. I got to pour it on, do more. So what was your greatest accomplishment yesterday that really impressed you, right? I know we can always do more, always take things to a higher level, but I'm going to ask you that every morning. And then what was that greatest experience, right? You know this is going to be working where here we are at Morning Connection Podcast 40. When we get to Morning Connection number 100, right, 60 days from now or so, when it's the middle of your day, and you're going, wow, this is it. I can't wait till Skip asks me this on the next Morning Connection podcast. This is it. This is that awesome experience that I, when he asked me tomorrow, maybe some, the other days I didn't have an answer, but now I do. I'm feeling it right here. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, all right? Or, wow, this is accomplishment. This is going to be it for my day. This was awesome. See, when you are enjoying it in the moment, when you can recognize in the moment without me even asking, man, you're living it. You're living it. You're feeling life that you really want. You're appreciating. You're going to gain that momentum, right? So for right now, this will be your thing where I'll make you check, and we'll condition our brains to focus on that. And then who knows, 10, 20, 30 days from now, I won't need to ask you because you'll be looking for it actually, while it's actually happening the day before, right? So for me, I was thinking about that question, how I would answer that. For me, probably my greatest accomplishment yesterday was in business. You know, I knew when if I want the best things in life, that there is a price tag on the best things in life. And one thing is that people who are successful at what they do, they have this way of making it look easy. They seem calm about it no matter what the challenges are. They're happy. They seem to just do that on autopilot, and they focus on other things, and you think, wow, that's just amazing. Well, the truth of the matter is they probably stressed out a lot before they got it all into perspective. They probably weren't good at it right away. It's just years and years of focusing on this one thing, you know, failing 22 times and learning on the 23rd attempt how to do it right. And they've just had a big jump on you. They've been focusing on that area of life. Now, think about you. If you're better than most of your friends or family when it comes to fitness, right? And they think, wow, Joe, man, you are the man. How do you go to the gym when you don't feel like it? How do you lift so much weight? How do you just eat that food? How'd you learn about all this stuff, right? And you know you put in your time and effort, but it's not, you know, some gigantic, it's not rocket science to you anymore. Sure, you want to get better. Sure, you appreciate what you do. But it's just because you went through it, you push yourself through it, you went through the physical and mental challenges. Now you're just used to dealing with the physical and mental challenges. You're a stronger you, right? So you're making it seem so easy to them where they just need to keep on keeping on. And when they have as much time as you, they'll be a lot better at it. Not just doing it, but actually dealing with all the ups and downs that go with it, right? Wouldn't you tell them that? Well, that thing in life that you really want, it's the same thing for you. So, you know, for me, I recognize that there was a lot of things when I went into business that were going to be challenges that just are part of it, right? And guess what? I'm into 3 years in a mass machine nutrition, really going forward and everything. And some of the challenges that just that I already knew, I knew them 10 years ago. And maybe because I knew them 10 years ago is the reason why I didn't actually launch mass machine nutrition until 3 years ago, right? So they're happening. So anyway, getting back to, you know what my greatest accomplishment was? Now, was how I handled it. Calmly, coolly, with poise, perspective. Didn't get rattled, right? Now, I have to tell you this. I've had a few months of dealing with whatever challenges are faced this way. So it wasn't like, you know, I was prepared for the minute I had to address certain things, right? It just, you know, it took time to get used to it. And I became really good at this, right? Handling it, put it in perspective, you know, and also portraying that certainty and confidence to all the other members that are involved, right? And so that was my thing. Wow, man, 10 years ago, if I knew I'd be handling like this, hell, I would have jumped in this a lot sooner, or even like 3 months ago. So the things that were hard or really taxing, man, it's a lot easier for me to mentally and emotionally handle it. So that was something I noticed. That was one of my accomplishments. Can you relate to that? And probably my, that moment, that experience, you know, nothing, maybe I worked towards a goal, I achieved a goal that was, you know, that just made me feel good in my heart, was like looking into my daughter's eyes, my baby daughter's eyes yesterday, and just having her staring, wondering, what is she thinking? What is she experiencing? Just locked into my eyes, and she was just, we were locked eyes for, I don't know, like 20 seconds, no blinking. And I just thought, wow, this is a great experience. So that was it for me. That was my accomplishment. That was my experience. So I want you to think about that. I'm going to remind you. I want us to take the time to really think about those experiences. So, you know, thinking of, talking about that is, man, I have been pushing myself. All the things that I tell you, you know, you get, you know, all the motivational quotes that you got to get comfortable feeling uncomfortable if you're going to change your life. If you're really going to have those things that you say you want, you're going to have to think differently. You're going to do things differently. You have to go into those uncharted waters. And it's not just the uncharted waters of how to do something, right? Sometimes that's the easiest part, but it's the uncharted waters. How does this feel? You know, can I handle it? Oh, am I going to just freak out? Am I strong enough? Am I big enough? And the bigger your goals, right? The bigger your goals, the more you're going to have to stretch yourself. And you can do it in little small increments. Okay, I'm strong enough now. Let me try a little bit more. Let me try a little bit more. Let me try a little bit more. Or you can just really go for it and get it all out of the way, right? Sometimes, I mean, for me, it's like I look at people who are really successful in the areas that I want, and I don't really appreciate what they had to go through to get there. And sometimes I think as I'm going through it, wow, what's wrong with me? Why aren't I handling it like they are handling it? Man, maybe I'll never be as successful in whatever particular area of life that they are. Right. And then I realize that, you know, this is probably what they went through. They just have 10 years or 15 years of just handling where it's no big deal, because I already see that in my own life. You know, the things that I thought were big deals aren't as big as deal. But I'll tell you, I am in an uncomfortable stage right now. And I'll tell you, most of the time, you know, I just put my head down. I work hard. I'm always moving. I'm always trying new things. And that gives me, you know, somewhat of a peace of mind during those uncomfortable, challenging times. But I also have to remember that, you know, I can't just get busy. What I actually do has to be, you know, effective. That's why I'm constantly asking myself, is this the highest and best use of my time to get me where I really want to go? And it can't just make me feel good. I just can't be busy. You know, that's why, you know, I thank you so much for listening to this podcast, sharing it, commenting, because I'm constantly evaluating something like this, my first hour or so of the day, my best thought. This is, I'm a morning person, and these are the best thoughts. I am the most creative, the most productive, and I'm giving it to you to create this win-win situation, right? And I have to really evaluate if this is the highest and best use of my time. And that's why I appreciate all the feedback that you're giving me. It's proving to be the highest and best use of time. And it's good for me because I get to all the thoughts and emotions that build up, got a day to get my head together. That's what I want you to do. This is your time to get your head together, to have a productive day, not just productive about getting things done, but also to enjoy life, to experience it, to do the things that you want, love it while you're doing it, and really absorb and appreciate your victories while you're going through that day. You know, and that's what this is all about. So this helps me get prepared for my day. But again, I'm constantly evaluating if what I'm doing is effective, not just making me feel good, right? And there's nothing that's, as I stretch myself and I'm in this uncomfortable period, there's nothing that I didn't expect. There's no curveballs. There's no things that are uniquely challenging to my situation. It's just an area that I'm just not used to. Can you relate to that? And I hope you can, because you need to realize that until you can understand what you have to go through to become that person you want to be, and you're in that and it feels uncomfortable, and that pain or discomfort or whatever you've been conditioned in the past, that means, oh, there's something wrong. Everything happens for a reason. That's a sign telling me it's not time to jump into this, right? And then you recoil, you move back, and you wait until whatever time you think you're going to really challenge yourself, and somehow it's just going to feel okay. Let me just tell you something. It's never going to feel just comfortable. You're not going to go to that next level and feel comfortable, right? So if you're expecting, well, I'm trying this, wow, I'm freaking out, I'm losing sleep, I'm stressing out, well, maybe this isn't the time. No, that is the time. You just got to get better and stronger at actually, you know, dealing with it. And it becomes easier and easier to deal with. And those are things I have to remind myself. I'll tell you, what's going to happen if you recoil, if you go back to feeling comfortable, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to sit around, you're going to waste 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 years. And then it's going to be so painful that you're saying, this life sucks at this level. I don't care how uncomfortable I feel or uncertain going to that next level. I am sick and tired of being where I want to be. I'm going to deal with that uncertainty. I'm going to deal with that discomfort. So why you're going to have to deal with it anyway, your thoughts, that person you used to be that would avoid that discomfort, right? You're going to have to get rid of that person anyway. You're going to have to be the person to deal with it. And those are the things that I remind myself. I'll tell you, you know, like I said, I've created this life. If you've followed my journey over the years, you've seen things that I've posted and in my material about my dream life. And, you know, I'm working towards that. If you see a lot of the things, you know, on that dream life, if you've read those materials through my writing or my products or whatever, you can see that, you know, I'm inching my way there, right? And then there's sometimes I just go, oh, like, you know, things like years before I actually got my golden retriever Alpha, you'll see it was in that dream life. And now it's 5 years later, and, you know, we're going for a walk, right? And, you know, he's limping, and I go, oh, God, you know, I've seen all the pictures of when your dog dies and how much you guys cry when you're posting on Facebook. And at that time, when I was that focused bodybuilder who was going to, I was going to get a pet like you guys someday, right? You know, I really couldn't connect to your pain. Now when I see these things on Facebook, I can really connect. I'm going, oh my God, what's wrong with his foot? You know, bigger dogs, they have hip problems, blah, 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 blah. And for a moment, I just freak out because I'm so focused on the pain that's involved. But, you know, if you're going for any goal, there's going to be the potential for pain, right? Man, I do that, like, you know, with my daughter. You know, all these things that I've put myself in this position. And I'm just looking at, I do have that great moment, you know, that I talked about earlier. But sometimes I'm just, I just can't help myself. Oh, what if something, you know, goes wrong? What if this? What if that? And, you know, momentarily, man, I just freak out. You know, I'm uncomfortable. And it's like, you know, it's like, you know, I got to the point where, you know, having the life that I had wasn't good enough. So if I had to deal with any of my dog dying or something wrong, God, you know, hope, you know, with my daughter, that, you know, I have to go for it. It's too much pain staying where I was. I don't know. Can you relate to that? But, you know, it's just that it's just momentary, and I realize I don't feel that way most of the time. And, you know, my belief is just like other things in my life where I've felt uncomfortable and I stretch myself, that, you know, I'll get better and better and better at dealing with this, you know, focusing on it. Because, you know, what it really comes down to when you're feeling that discomfort is that one is that, you know, just because something goes wrong, right, doesn't necessarily mean the worst outcome is going to happen. All right. Just because my dog is limping doesn't mean, oh God, he has cancer and he's going to die within 3 months. All right. Gotta, you know, it's hard for me to even say this, but I'm trying to give you an example to communicate more effectively. I don't even want to even have those words come out of my mouth, and I can't even go there with my daughter. Okay. So, you know, Alpha, he's sitting at my lap right now as I'm doing this, at my feet while I'm doing this podcast. Alpha, I'm gonna say something about you because I'm gonna communicate more effectively with my podcast listeners, right? But you know, that doesn't mean that if there is something wrong, that, you know, he can't be treated, that it isn't gonna be as severe. It doesn't have to. My mind doesn't have to go to the worst case scenario. You know, you can always make adjustments along the way, right? Anytime a challenge comes up. So number one, it's not, don't assume it's going to be the worst case scenario. And two, we'll be able to make adjustments, get help, get advice, step it up, find ways, right? This is what I remind myself, right? And then the other thing, if something does happen, you know, unfortunate, right? You know, you have to have this belief that you are strong enough, right, to be able to handle anything. Not that you want to experience it. Not that it's not going to feel painful. Not that it may take you some time to get over it. But you have to have this inner belief that you are strong enough to get through it. And what I do is I look at other people and who have gone through the same situation. And, you know, sometimes I'm amazed, whatever tragedies they've gone through, I mean, I'm just so amazed by the human spirit, how they can get over certain things, you know, and I just have to realize that, you know, I have that strength inside of me. If I'm ever tested too, hopefully I'm not tested, but I can get over these challenges. And when you develop that confidence, again, that just because something goes wrong, it's not going to be the worst case scenario. Number two, that you can make adjustments, get help, get advice, step it up, to make sure that when something goes wrong, it doesn't end up the worst case scenario. Number three is, the worst case scenario happens, you are strong enough to get through it and continue making a magnificent life for you. You know, that's what, when I'm in these, you know, uncomfortable stages, that I tell myself. All right. So that's it. I guess the title of this podcast is Getting Comfortable with Feeling Uncomfortable, right? So, had a whole bunch of things to talk about that we're going to wait until the next podcast tomorrow, all right? So have a great, productive day. I'm doing, Friday is my day to do my weekly one-on-one coaching. Doing a lot of man formation coaching, leadership skills for men, along with my bodybuilding and training podcast. Talk to these people. I do it on Fridays and on Sundays, so maybe those are good days for you. Sunday turned out to be something that a lot of people really like. And I talk with you for 30 minutes every single week on the same day. I do it for 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month time periods. And one thing is, I have this recording system. So every single session that we do, every single coaching session, you have the ability to record it and download it. I have you file it, because all of these lessons, you'll learn from them into the future. So this is a coaching session. So you pay for the live one-on-one coaching, but it's something that you can review and visit, I mean, years from now, and continue to learn from it. Another thing about, you know, my coaching, my weekly one-on-one coaching, it's like what I'm going to do in every podcast. I'm going to point out, I'm going to ask you, what was your greatest accomplishment yesterday? What did you get done? And then what was your what made you feel awesome? What was that one experience, right? So I do these type of things with coaching to help them develop the mindset, right, and take action to become, to reach their goals, right? And so there's always these questions that I ask depending on what they need most in life, what they need to address. And they get in that habit too. They know the question's coming, right? And so all week long, they're asking themselves and they're noticing it. And one thing I always say to them is when you're driving down the street and it's a sunny afternoon at 12 o'clock and you're driving in traffic and the sun is shining, you know, your favorite song is playing on the radio in your car, you're just enjoying life and you're thinking about something that we talked about. You know, our session might be on a Wednesday, right? Or not on Wednesday, on Friday or Sunday, but you're thinking about it on Wednesday and you're really appreciating the growth. That's the power of this weekly one-on-one coaching, getting you to focus on what it is you really want in life, right? So, hey, that's our morning connection for this morning. I want you to have a great day and we'll connect again tomorrow.